Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Incendiary Radio. Wow, folks. 10-8-2017. You know, I was getting off the air last week. And, you know, and you guys that listened last week knew I was feeling kind of crazy. And just by the content of the things I was covering, I almost seemed to, I don't know, in that deep down in the subconscious somewhere, seen this thing kind of coming. Of course, I was just playing a song about a guy had a tattoo of a 13 on his neck, and just so happens this big photo they flew around on Mr. Paddock, our shooter slash patsy slash arms dealer slash Lockheed Skunk Works IRS mail carrier super gambler, you know, this, as Professor Hall called him on False Flag Weekly News, tabla rasa. You know, there's so many things getting painted onto this individual, and all of us know this thing stinks. All of us that listen to this program and do any basic licks of research, you know, I was getting off the air, and then I checked my Twitter feed, and I see all this shooters at Bellagio, shooters at the Tropicana, all this crap coming from these various, you know, people I follow, and then the people they retweet and so forth. So I was up till 2:30 in the morning, kind of watching this thing unfold, and then I've got two pages of notes. I'm going to have a guest on coming up after this segment, but Pat coming back, my buddy Pat Privilege, who he keeps up with all this kind of weird stuff on the kind of a very similar level that I do. So I thought about it. We might open the phones in a little while and just get short blasts of phone calls about Las Vegas and a quick thought, but the phones, don't try calling in yet. I'll let you guys know if we're going to open the phones up, but it was almost too much to try to put together this show and to cover the various angles. you know, and I've got a lot of websites up covering so many different aspects of this thing. And so, and I've got a lot of clips as well. So what I'm going to try to do tonight, and forgive me if it sounds kind of all over the map, but I kind of want it to be all over the map because I want to give everybody the angles that I'm seeing. And I don't want to get caught up in the minutia, okay? What calibers, belt fed, this stuff, you know, the hotel room, this staged scene. And then I want to get into some of what the operatives are out here saying. And I want to get into the angles and go down a couple levels and not just worry about the surface narrative that gets fed to us by a couple sources. Okay. One of them is mainstream law enforcement there on the ground. Then you got the FBI, Fake Bombings Incorporated. So this is our big cover-up squad of basically synthetic events. And then you've got the secret stuff that's leaked to people like Jones, the hostage rescue team stuff that, you know, those of us that monitor Jones, right after, you know, this thing went down and the next day and two, he's talking about how he was getting from his inside sources and so forth and so on. FBI hostage rescue team type people, letting him know that Antifa and ISIS literature are all over the guy's, you know, apartment, or, you know, this suites at the Mandalay Bay hotel. And so, you know, I mean, if I'm going to go do a hit somewhere and I don't think I'm going to smuggle a bunch of literature into the hotel, but hell, you know, we don't know. But what I'm saying is that the whole thing, the way the thing has been kind of just delivered to us is just very smelly, just rings, you know, intelligence agency, deep state operators, whether it's ours or another age, countries, you know, who probably, you know, the mecca of organized crime. So you have various organized crime factions in Vegas, but especially, of course, the Jewish mafia, Sheldon Adelson and some of these other characters that are the heavy hitters in Vegas. Now, Trump has his tower in Vegas. It's off the strip. But he, you know, Trump's been involved in gaming. A lot of people, when Trump got into the presidential, you know, mix here and with his history in Atlantic City and Vegas and so forth, and Resorts International and all that stuff that Michael Collins Piper years ago blew the whistle on with Trump, you know, it gave everybody a very kind of leery feeling, you know, in Trump's acting career and, you know, Felix Sater and the Kushners and everything else. Is Trump aware of this? I've got a lot of angles about his little calm before the storm comment that's getting all this, you know, wigging people out and getting everybody freaked out. What is this referring to? Right now, looking at this attempt to tie this gentleman, Mr. Paddock, having his little conversion experience and becoming a soldier of the Islamic State, the Caliphate, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it makes me worry for President Assad in Syria, okay? Because if they can successfully tie this to enough people that pay attention to level one alternative media, i.e. Drudge, Jones, Breitbart, and all their subsidiaries, then they can get the basically impetus to strike at ISIS in the Middle East, but that really will probably mean under the surface that the Assad regime is in heavy danger. How this will play with the Russians, it remains to be seen. But when this happened and I see this attempt by some of these operatives to try to tie this gentleman to Islamic, Wahhabi, ISIS, Israeli, you know, Turk, Brit, U.S., this merc thing called ISIS-Daesh, it makes me very, let's just say, feel very worried for President Assad in Syria. And it could be a lot of different things. There's other individuals maintaining that this calm before the storm, that is, Trump is hip to the fact that basically this Bush, Clinton, Obama crime faction and all their embeds in the alphabet agencies carried this hit out, probably in connection with some of these organized crime elements in Vegas that are not friendly to Trump and Adelson, let's say, that Trump's going to go after them for this false flag. So you have this angle flying around out there. And so, you know, we're going to cover a lot of these various kind of ways to look at this. All right. So, hey, Pat, you there? You about ready to come on? All right. Well, Pat's not there yet. All right. But here's some other things. We had a year-long Department of Homeland Security operation concerning basically mass casualty events in Vegas. Okay. So this has been going on. Now there's other people reporting that there's a FEMA operation going on there. All right. And we're going to cover this 4chan post where this shadowy individual back on September 11th, around that time, you know, not that many days ago, told everybody to watch Las Vegas Henderson area, and that basically there was going to be some sort of mass casualty event. And then here come the Chertoff, kind of a Chertoff, former DHS secretary. Of course, we all knew who Michael Chertoff is, 9/11 conspirator, guy with the underwear bomber, comes in right behind the underwear bomber with all the backscatter radiation machines. And so there's this, like, basically warning here that this is going to be some sort of total recall system going in throughout parts of Vegas. Remember Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where in the airport he's walking in front of the X-ray machine, and you see the silhouette of him with the gun, and it starts going, eh, eh, eh. Well, you know, this is what the 4chan post earlier last month warned about, that basically there was going to be an event. And then here comes the Panopticon. I mean, it's already a Panopticon in Vegas, and that's why a lot of people have red flags now, because of the amount of surveillance. I mean, supposedly it's more surveilled than the city of London. And I've been to London, and there's cameras everywhere. And so I haven't been to Vegas in some years. The last time I was there was back when I was in the military. And so I haven't been there for a while. And, you know, it is what it is. And so this is why a lot of people have a lot of red flags with the Vegas event, because there's no footage really being released. Now, I was watching footage, live footage from various angles. There's a bunch of YouTubers out there. Deplorable News Network, DNN, was dropping a whole bunch of stuff today. And, you know, and I'm going to run this by Pat, but when you get into, you're looking at these people at this concert, there's no way they could all have been crisis actors. There were plenty of regular old people there. And so we've got to look at the crisis actor embeds, possibly, that did some of this. And I mean, there's so many angles on this thing, but so we got Pat here. And so, Pat, let's jump in and let me just get, you know, overall where you're feeling right now.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good. So the big picture, let's start there. Your thoughts on the Vegas operation is what I'll call it.
I hate to start with conclusions sometimes, but I understand why we have to, you know, make use of our time and go ahead and get the message out there.
Yeah.
And by the way, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah.
I always enjoy it. I watched Mother today, and there's a lot of other news going on I hope we can cover, but this Vegas thing, we obviously got to take it down. As far as big picture, I see Adelson working with Chertoff, obviously, to get scanners and backscatter into each hotel and casino, right? And I feel like the whole message is not allowed to feel safe anywhere by anyone, not just airports and train stations, but now concerts, movie theaters, schools like Sandy Hook and everything else, the movies for Batman. You're not allowed to be in a social situation. They want to limit your movement, like the colleges that are now promoting gaming and homeschool initiatives to have people work from home and get educated at home. You know, they just want to keep everybody, their travel. It's that Agenda 21, don't move too much. And you can't feel safe anywhere and anybody. You know, Paddock was what? A nobody, you know, reasonable gambler and all this other stuff. And didn't, you know, he wasn't a drinker. He was a fairly wealthy guy and never had a history of crime or anything other than his little history with Lockheed Martin and being a Hillary supporter, apparently. Who knows what this guy's real story is, but he wasn't supposed to be anybody. And also, you have to put a white guy against the community, the country music community, who are big gun supporters, right? So you have to really leverage them with everything. They can't have a Muslim or a foreigner to blame, you know? Yeah. And I think this is all going to federalize not only more gun control legislation, but it's going to attack the fake news. Like you said, this is meant to trigger skeptics in the community as well, right? To cause further discord by layering potentially a real event where real people got hurt by a hit team, you know, and then put fake news in the media everywhere and have the stories and the footage in the media specifically be either completely synthetic or inaccurate, just to cause further discord. And then they have to federalize and further clamp down on fake news, which is just me and you, alternative discussions. And what did Google come out with this week? Project Owl.
Yeah. Now let me run this by you. The possibility that this guy is a sheep dipped operator, gun runner, so forth and so on. I'm sure you've looked up at this angle, and they wanted to dump all these guns in this guy's room to make it look like this, or is it a possibility this guy could have been sheep dipped, worked for IRS, the Postal Service, worked for the Skunk Works?
I got an angle on the guns. Yeah. You know that even if it was a single man or a team or whoever, they always have too many guns. They have over 20-plus guns on them. Whenever they're doing that, I think they're attacking the stockpiling effort by anybody, a community, a militia, local groups. If you wanted to order, say, 5 cases of Mosin Nagant so that you can have 20 and you could arm your neighborhood, right? You could arm your family with, like, a small, reasonable militia that would take out any Viet Cong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't want that. They don't want anything remotely competitive. They don't want stockpiles of weapons in the community. So they're just going to say that any kind of stockpile is dangerous and crazy.
Yeah, I thought about that too. When they just the amount of guns, they want to make it seem like that anybody that buys a bunch of guns is automatically a potential mass shooter. And so therefore, it's basically a force diminisher instead of a force multiplier. Anybody that wants to be the ability to be a force multiplier, let's say in a real bad scenario, if, you know, society, you know, craps the bed, therefore that individual is automatically suspect. And then he's a potential mass shooter, even though he could be the most sane person in the world, patriotic, you know, freedom loving person. He's automatically viewed now as a potential mass shooter in the eyes of basically his neighbors, his own family, so forth and so on.
And I would say any group that's not the police or the military that has a particular stockpile, I think anybody is a target. And that's what I mean. I think they're just trying to prevent militias, you know?
Yeah. Now, there's a lot out here. But I wanted to play this real quick. Hey, Mr. Producer, hit clip 22. Let's throw this one at the audience.
Two of the biggest heavyweights on the Las Vegas Strip are going toe-to-toe over that proposal to build a football stadium. Today, Las Vegas Sands CEO Sheldon Adelson responded directly to an interview with MGM CEO Jim Murren, conducted by none other than 13 Action News political analyst John Ralston. So, John, what's with the tug of war going on here?
Look what we started here, Steve, by doing
that interview. No, look what you started.
Although, yeah, sure, blame me. Last week, as you may remember, I talked to MGM Resorts Chief Jim Murren about that stadium and the Convention Authority expansion. He made a distinction between the two.
Something that's about 10 years
overdue. Pause it there, Mr. Producer.
And every month that we wait.
We'll continue this on the other side of the break. This is Jim Murren, MGM CEO, owns Mandalay. and Adelson at each other's throats a bit over a certain project in Vegas. See you guys on the other side. Day or night.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Area Radio here with Pat Privilege joining me. We're kind of deconstructing some of the angles on the Las Vegas false flag operation. There's a lot of layers to this thing, and I've got some good analysis on some of the clips we're going to listen to in a little bit. But Mr. Producer, let's continue the Sheldon Adelson versus Mr. Murin, the CEO of MGM Resorts that owns Mandalay as well. Let's continue that one.
It's about 10 years overdue, and every month that we wait costs our community about $50 million based on the math that has been laid out by the authority and vetted by almost everybody. So we are highly supportive of expanding and improving the convention center, even though it obviously competes against us. We have the largest convention facilities here in Las Vegas, but we know it's good for the community. So that's a must-have. The stadium is a nice-to-have. So we have, there are two topics here, I think, a must-have and a nice-to-have.
Well, today in the newspaper Adelson owns, he responded directly to our interview, telling his own newspaper in a statement, quote, "I have no economic reason or rationale to object to the convention center expansion, except to say that based on my experience that a stadium in Las Vegas is a must-have and the convention center expansion is not even a nice-to-have." That, Steve, sounds like a declaration of war.
Yeah, when you use the other guy's words in reverse, that's a throwdown for sure.
That's exactly what it is.
You think we'll see this continue?
I think we will. Jim Murren was very explicit in that interview to say that he's not opposed to the stadium. He just worries that there's no real proposal. They don't have a site. They don't have a financing plan. He actually thinks some public money might be good, but let's see what that stadium the committee recommends. They're meeting again Thursday. Probably come up with a recommendation next month.
All right, good. Thanks, John. Let us know what happens. Tricia.
All right, go ahead and stop it there.
Two of the biggest
That was from August 23rd. So this dust up between these two heavyweights in Vegas, Sheldon Adelson and then Jim Murren. And you had some more interesting information on Mr. Murren, whose funds care. The Southern Poverty Law Center, and so forth and so on, was doing matching contributions with his employees, kind of a darling of the left, I guess, these leftist movements. Go ahead and expand on your things on Mr. Murren.
Yeah, basically, what I'm gathering is that he's kind of a connection between those Republican rich guys in the Bohemian Grove and CFR, the left, like you just said. And he's done contract work for Halliburton in the past. So he's up there when it comes to Dick Cheney and Chertoff and all these guys, Zelikow, that run the operations. He's putting money behind it. He's making it possible. And one other thing I want to say about this whole thing is not only does it look like it's going to be for gun control, obviously, and it's going to have all these other, you know, reverberations into fake news or biometrics and whatever, but it's going to take a Republican to get our guns. And how do you feel about Trump as far as, like, you know, in the past, he hasn't actually followed through with anything that the establishment wants him to do. He just talks like he's going to.
Yeah, you know, this whole butt stock controversy that basically turns your semi-auto into a very, very fast-firing, almost auto.
It's a joke.
Yeah. You know, the NRA now has said, I sent the NRA some hate email the other night, but they've said, okay, they're cool with the regulation of this kind of add-on to a you know, your rifle platforms and so forth and so on. I don't see any movement going to happen. And I got to get into this angle, and I've got the articles pulled up, and we're coming up on the break, but there's a couple, let me see here, there's a couple articles, and it's about basically gun stocks falling since Trump got in, because everybody was so worried about their guns when Obama was in, because we all know he's a Marxist goofball that wanted to bait him and Feinstein and Bloomberg and the rest of them were actively working to take our guns, or at least, you know, doing the machinations. Gun stocks really were shooting down. And so Duff and some of these folks were thinking this is an operation to basically boost the gun company's bottom line, because now you see the left, the knee jerk, going after the guns after this operation, just like Sandy Hook. To try to, you know, let the gun stock bounce back. And who they're all owned by basically Jews in the United States now, by the way, as well. So let's talk about that when we come back. Incendiary Radio with Pat Fridley.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. "This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Why can't you say you talk to me? You're already thinking about someone else. When it comes home, your bed is only not begun. But I know my day will come. I know someday I'll be the only one. So now you wait for a spark. You know it'll turn you on. He's gonna make you feel the way you wanna feel.
Incendiary Radio, joined with Bud Platt, Groove Rich. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip 21 ready. Now, Pat, did you run into this one where a YouTuber, Anaconda Malt Liquor 6, I like that name, on September 16th, he predicted that there was going to be something going down in Vegas. Okay, so he's looking at basically a school shooting, I believe, up in Washington, which he considered questionable and hokey. And so there was a young lady that was wearing a pair of sweatpants, and it said Las Vegas down the side, okay? And he pulled the Ole Domigard, you know, light on conspiracies thing, and he said, I'm calling something going down in Vegas, okay? And he said that on September 16th. Let's listen, clip 21.
G'day. I'm just having a little look here at the Freeman High School phony fake show shooting drill gone live. And I'm going to do a little bit of Ole Damelgaard style work here. I'm going to give it a shake anyway. I'll just put it out there, and we'll see what comes of it. The woman on the right-hand side of the screen that you can see there in black and white, she's talking on laughing into a mobile phone. On her left leg is written Las Vegas. So I'll just put it out there. Can we expect to see a phony fake show shooting in Las Vegas in days to come? Let's wait and see.
You can stop it there. So that was done on September 16th, Pat. Some people are getting really sharp out here with various. So they're at the scene of a questionable incident. And then somebody is into the frame and they're wearing something that stands out to that individual looking at it. And he's like, boom, he sees it. And 2 weeks later or so, guess what? What do you think?
Sounds good, and I'm glad he referenced Ole Domigard.
Yeah.
He's done prolific work, and now I think he's even written a book, and he's done so much like video work and interviews with other people. I think you had him on once or twice.
No, I haven't.
No, you need. I would love to hear him on your show. He just recently did another speech based on all these things. He's trying to, you know, break down the obvious pattern between these events for the layman.
Yeah, well, he predicted the Olympic Mall. That was a really good one, based on another incident. He
possibly prevented a few through his tweets and other things.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into this guy's brother real quick. All right. So, Mr. Producer, get 20 ready, clip 20. Now, this is the big one that made its rounds over the week. And this is where he almost slips up and says what a lot of people thought he was going to admit, that Steve was an arms dealer. Let's let the audience listen. And this is his brother, Eric. So let's hit clip 20.
I shouldn't have said, but that's what people are. I mean, that he's this, you know. But he's a highly intelligent, there's absolutely no, and this is the other part that I want to stress with this, that it doesn't matter that they won't chase people, but people are saying, oh, he must have had help. Steve had no help. Steve didn't take help. It did not take a village for Steve. Steve was an I'm sorry. Please don't. I'm using a colloquial.
All right, you stop it there. So that was when everybody and other people were saying what looked like had an earpiece in during this one. Your thoughts on that one? He was about to slip something that could have been arms dealer, could have been army something. We don't know, but very interesting. This one got shot up to the top of basically everybody, all the conspiracy researchers. What'd you think about that one?
It seems that they've done a good job of scrubbing, like, Michelle Obama saying something about Whitey and other things, yet they let us see certain footage. But this one, they've definitely scrubbed his anonymity. It's like there's no information on this guy. But the little bit of information we have on him and his family is really fascinating. And his brother clearly was trying not to contribute to further history and, you know, letting any of that out, disclosure.
Yeah. So let's finish up with the brother. But this guy's brother... Let's, Mr. Producer, have clip 18 ready. There's so many weird things about this guy's brother that either the brother is probably on some sort of psych meds and he's got some mental problems himself. And I guess the father, Benjamin Hoskins Paddock, and somebody was saying Paddock actually means corral. It's another word for like corral. And so people are tying in the last name to, you know, all these people that get into these anagrams and the last names and so forth, there's people that actually believe that these high, high, you know, profile events that a lot of these people, these aren't their real names and blah, blah, blah. It's such a rabbit hole to try to go down. But Paddock means basically corral, and the people were corralled into the concert venue. And you see all these people. I mean, it can give you a headache. The stuff is so crazy. But let's play that clip 18. It's a collage of the brother.
Steve made my mom wealthy. Someone said that that Steve transferred $100,000. Woo, $100,000. We're wealthy people. $100,000 isn't that much money, A, and I'm sorry if that hurts people or something, but $100,000 isn't that huge amount of money. He gambled that much through a machine in hours. I mean, once again, you need to understand. That's what people need to understand, the level where some people live. I guess everybody thinks that everybody works at Taco Bell or something.
Taco Bell?
Everybody doesn't work at Taco Bells. If you're going to condemn Steve for being a high-stakes gambler, the hotels are not going to be very happy with you. If these hotels say they don't know Steve, they're lying. Steve took care of the people he loved. He helped make me and my family wealthy. I mean, he's the reason I was able to retire. There's a story about that he kept his window, his shades closed, and he didn't talk to me for the first three times he saw me walking in the neighborhood. Wow. That makes him really weird, doesn't it? Is he such a weirdo because he didn't have a Facebook page and posted 50,000 damn pictures of himself every day? Who's weird? Who on this planet do you think is grasping for this understanding more than me? Steve was a highly intelligent, highly successful person. He could have done anything he wanted to do.
And he did.
He did it mathematically. She went there to visit her family. Steve did anything he wanted to do whenever he wanted to do it. If he wanted to get on a plane and go to Japan and have sushi tomorrow, he did that. I mean, he got lots of money in comps. They would comp him for lots. A bunch of the hotels, not any hotel, but many of the hotels, he walks in and says, give me a room. They give him a room for a week.
Do you feel manipulated? Do you feel, Steve, do you feel missing?
Not in any way, shape, or form, okay. Because once again, the Steve I knew. Yeah. We ate thousands of dollars of sushi. Comped. You know, and we ate thousands of dollars of sushi.
All right, you can stop
it there. Was fun.
So we had this 180 that happened with this guy. When the first interview, Pat, he comes out and he's like, there's no way my brother could have did this, blah, 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 blah. And then he said he didn't deal with guns and all this other stuff. And then he turns around. Somebody got to him a couple days later. He does another interview. And like 30-something times he said he acted alone. Very creepy, weird. I've never seen an interview like that. Just the weirdest thing. You can watch the whole thing. It's just psychotic to watch this guy. Just more evidence of just like the goofiness behind. It's like we were talking. You and I were talking off the air earlier. They did this in such a weird fashion. It's so in your face that it's like they want to trigger people like you and I and the listeners with the amount of stupidity that they're trying to push down our throats. Let's kind of flesh that out a bit, because we talked about that off the air. It's just like they want this thing to look so retarded and so goofy that only the biggest knuckleheads will buy it. And then the rest of us are sitting here basically, you know, just like it's so over the top. They want some sort of reaction here.
Yeah, as I've, you know, gathered his family. Now, that was the youngest brother.
That was Eric. That's all I know. I know he's got other brothers.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm correct, that's the younger brother, and he might not be as savvy to really the machinations of what goes on, and he's clearly just disconnected with what, you know, a regular person's lifestyle is like, obviously financially. But the biggest problem, I think, is that he's just as crazy as his other brothers and his father, because you could probably go into more detail about his father being former FBI most wanted.
And bank robber,
Exactly.
Only did a month in jail.
Yeah. And he was a con artist, and his whole community would have never suspected it of him, all that. Everybody thought he was innocent and a gentleman. And Paddock apparently similar in a lot of ways, and the younger brother might not have got exposed to all that, but he's just crazy as heck. And then, like you said, all these inconsistencies in the narrative alone, before you've even looked at any of the footage that they're putting out, because they're not letting a lot of on-the-ground footage is not making it out to the mainstream. The footage they're putting out all looks contrived and messed with and adulterated. And then there's fake news stories popping up. Like, who knows if the story about the lady screaming everybody was going to die before the event occurred is real. The thing I have a problem with that I'm seeing a lot of other people postulate is that when you see the same story that gets, you know, quote unquote, debunked over and over again, and it does have very loose threads that hold it together, it doesn't really make sense that they're using that as another fake news false dichotomy, a dialectical, you know, maneuver where they're interjecting misinformation on purpose so that people carry it, and then they're further delegitimized later when that fake news is used against them. So they're gonna keep clamping down on the news. They're gonna clamp down on guns. They're gonna keep clamping down on skeptics in the community like me and you by censoring our speech. By whenever we question the narrative, they're gonna attack us. And we've seen, you and I both have seen, multiple people get accounts shut down in the last couple of weeks before this even occurred. And this week we've seen twice as many that quickly, and I've been having tweets disappear, and so have you. I don't know if we're still here, Robert. I don't know what happened to Robert, but I know that, if we're still just talking about the discord within the community due to the information, I feel like this does mirror Sandy Hook and other events for, you know, who knows what the information they're putting out is legit or not. They want you to argue about the surface level stuff rather than what's the goal, who's behind it, who's doing it and why. They want to cloud all that in the same obfuscation of these guys are just alarmists, right? Yet, you know, the climate changers are the alarmists, right? They're worried about literally nothing that's even happening. Just like guns have been around forever. White guys with guns have been around forever. You know, all these. So what's changed? And I would say since 2010, the only thing that's changed is that psyops are more prolific, you know, that they're occurring on a bigger scale. So Harvard put out a study while we're talking about this. And before I get into Harvard, Senator Feinstein said there will be no law that could prevent the Vegas shooter. So I don't know what she was trying to get across there, but that's probably not the kind of thing they need to be touting, because Harvard put out a study that justifies that statement alone by saying that despite the rise of mass shooting since 2010, and again, I hope I'm coming through clearly, despite the rise of mass shooting since 2010, in the worldwide, there is no correlation between gun control and lower crime rates, violent murder, or any of that. If you go to Switzerland, the arm to the teeth, nothing happens. They're also the wealthiest country in the world. And, you know, you go to all these countries or cities like Chicago and St. Louis where they ban guns completely and the crime rates are just through the roof because the people who plan to do criminal – I don't have to explain this to RBN, but I'm just going to parrot it one more time. The people who do plan to do criminal events, criminal acts – these are a demographic that, you know, are going to facilitate their needs through criminal behavior. They're going to get the guns illegally. They're going to find you to be more vulnerable without your guns in your community. Women, you go to these communities in India where they promote the use of, individual gun ownership and the crime rates go down. I mean, there's absolutely no argument for this. This is all a setup to leverage the country music community, who is what? What demographic are we talking about? Pro-liberty, patriotic, southern traditionalists, these Americana folks that are all pro-gun. They all own guns in their families, likely, if not individually. They've all been thoroughly exposed to it, and if nothing else, through their culture, they're desensitized to the ooh and the ah of what guns are to the media these days. And the normal person just looks at a pistol and wets their pants. But, you know, as far as traditional Southern American communities, we're so exposed to them that they're like you know, having your dog next to you, you've just got another tool. But they take that community and they put a white guy who had no psych meds. He wasn't even a thorough drinker. He had no problems. He was considered rational. In fact, the resort CEO said, quote, well, actually, I'm paraphrasing. We inspect and profile each individual already. We prohibit guns. And he was a modest gambler, modest drinker, didn't fit the profile of a problem, behaved rationally. But despite this, planned an irrational act. I don't understand this whole, I think metaphysically, this all is reduced to that no certainty principle that the Marxists and the left are trying to put out, that you can't know anything, that quantum physics, everything is here nor there. You know, there's no certainty in knowing anything because you can't trust your own senses. You can't even trust your neighbor to just be normal every day. He might go on a mass shooting spree. You're not allowed to feel safe, and no one's allowed to be trusted. So I don't know if Robert's coming back. I don't know how close we are to the break. Here we go. Looks like the break's coming on, folks. Thanks for having me on, Robert. I hope you're back by the break, and we'll catch y'all guys on the other side.
My own race of people that will survive disaster.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We'll be right back.
Incendiary Radio. I am on by phone now, folks. My Skype got hit. And so in a few minutes, I'm going to have Ken reconnect with me. Hopefully the Skype's up and working. So, Pat, I got jacked off of my computer. I don't know where you stopped. Go ahead and let me know where you were at.
Well, I don't know how, you know, well you can, you know, coordinate with Ken on your clips or your esoteric stuff you want to get into, but I just kept going with the Senator Feinstein said no law would stop this shooting, and then I went on just to talk about obvious, like, issues with the whole narrative. I think, you know, we could get in Dan Blazarian and some of these other celebrities being involved. Do they know? I don't know. Some of them, like Dan Blazarian, might just be opportunistic. I don't know if he's on the scene. How much Al Dean knew when the lights go onto the crowd to light them up more when, you know, he just walks off stage when it starts up. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah. This Blazarian guy is a real weird one. I sent you that one video on him. This guy flies down to Panama and Mexico and gets stem cell injections from 19-year-old people's blood and from umbilical cord blood and all this other guff. So there's this whole vampiric, and we might as well talk about this for the last couple minutes before the top of the hour, there's this whole vampiric underbelly in the celebrity world now where they're all getting injected with stem cells and basically young people's blood, and there's a lot of YouTube videos about it where there are all these people going gaga over it in mainstream media, news reporters, and all this. It's basically modern-day Countess Bathory vampirism where these people are basically getting older and they keep wanting to inject younger people's blood and their stem cells into their system as a kind of a Countess Bathory mechanism to try to keep themselves young while the rest of us they feed GMO and poison.
Yeah. He in particular brought this up with Joe Rogan, who's been promoting it for years because he had Regenikine into his shoulders, stem cells, and the rest of it. Same with Dan Blazarian. A lot of these celebrities, I remember when the story popped up back in 2012 and earlier that they had proven that giving blood and blood plasma from young rats to old rats is, you know, showing the anti-aging properties just as much as giving the old blood to the young rats would do the opposite and age them. So to what extent this is necessarily immoral or bad, I don't know, but I understand the problem with if you now accept culturally that you can transfer blood to try to extend the life of others, then what does that mean for, say, poor people, and do their lives matter anymore? Are they going to be harvested, you know? It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you guys after the top of the hour.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN.